There's another type of harp that you hold in, say, your left hand, and it had a little protrusion or extension that you held it between your teeth, and you hit the metal part with your finger, forefinger.
Yes, that was known as the juice harp. In fact, I have one. We got talking about one some time ago, and a fellow said, I have one, and I'll give it to you. But I can't play it. It's kind of complicated. You can pinch your tongue or your lip if you don't know how to manipulate.
What would you use to drive a nail into a piece of wood?
Hammer.
And this long thing that extends or protrudes from a wagon, a horse-drawn wagon.
Well, the front part of the wagon, we refer to it as a wagon tongue. Now, there'd been one that protruded from the rear end of the wagon. We would call the coupling pole, where you could couple the wagon up short or long for whatever kind of what you're going to haul on it.
Well, now, if you had two of these tongues, or two of these long wooden poles that extended, and you backed a horse in between them.
Shafts.
Anything else you might call them?
I believe there is another name, but that's about all I can think about, putting the back of the horse into the shafts.
Now, on these wheels of these buggies and wagons, what were they generally covered with?
With metal, iron. They could refer to it as a tar, an iron tar.
And this thing they hooked one horse up to get so he could pull the wagon.
Well, that was a single tree. I think it was misused. It was commonly known. It said it was a swingle tree, but I think single tree is a correct.
Okay, if you were hooking up two horses,
you'd say it was a double tree.
Now, you might say you would see a man taking some wood from the mountains to his house. You might say he was doing what with this wood, this wagon?
Well, we would say that he was hauling wood.
If you were getting a log out of the mountains to bring down to the wood yard to chop up?
The most common way that they did it was to, we'd call it skidded. They had a thing that they called a grab, that they would drive in the larger end of the tree and then use the single tree or double tree and hook the horse or horses into it, and they would call it skidding it, to just pull it over the ground.
Now, this thing that both the wheels were affixed to, extended from one side of the wagon to the other, and you stuck a wheel on either side of it, wasn't it?
Well, where the wheel actually went on was called the axle that the wheel went on. Of course, the whole thing was called something else, I believe, maybe the bolster or something, but what the wheels actually went on was the wagon axle.
How would you go about preparing ground for a crop?
Well, of course, after the ground was already cleared, the first thing you do, you would plow it. You'd use a turning plow to turn the top surface of the ground or the sod to turn it under. And then you would use a harrow to harrow it. Used to, they were homemade. They were in a triangle thing with the spikes driven through them and a drag over it to burst up the clods. And then if you're going to plant corn or something in rows, of course, you would lay it off into rows with what we would call a layoff plow.
Can you recall any other types of plows, different types?
There was a plow. I can't remember the difference, but there was a difference that they called it a hillside plow. It's where the land was hilly or sidling, and they would use what they would call a hillside plow.
Have you ever heard the expression a bull tongue plow?
Yes, I have heard a bull tongue plow, but I never really knew just what it meant. But the term is very familiar, that it's a bull tongue plow.